to Hotel the Blues. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Hey, what up? It's your girl, Julie Black, and you're checking out The Weekend Groove right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT 90.3 with your host Mr. Mikey Don, Kim, Tia, and DJ Everton Green. Every Friday from 10 to 12, keep it locked.
It's the Weekend Groove, gonna rock with you. It's the Weekend Groove.
FM. Yeah, still getting used to this being in studio. It's what, 3 months later? We're working it out. There's so many buttons and things, and even though when I was at home, there was stuff to do, but it's a little different. I had that down pat, and now I'm still getting used to this, but we sorted out all the technical difficulties of last week, so we will not be having a repeat of last week, thankfully. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope y'all had yourself a beautiful week and looking forward to another beautiful weekend. We are your Weekend Groove crew, Mr. Mikey Don, alongside DJ Everton Green, bringing you up to the midnight hour, giving you the best in R&B, soul, hip-hop, and whatever else we choose to throw into that mix. Got special guests coming into studio in a little bit. We're going to chat with her at around 10:30. Got some new music, a whole bunch of new music. Ari Lennox, I'm going to get my paper so I don't forget. So Ari Lennox dropped two things in the last week. She dropped an EP called Away Message, and then today she dropped the official HSX Location full album. John Legend also dropped a brand new album called Legend. Unfortunately, I don't have anything from that, and nothing new. I was busy, so I didn't get anything out. I got brand new music from Montreal's own Mel Pacifico, as well as some brand new music from our guests, and we'll talk Ali B. We'll talk with her in a bit and talk about her music. I got some new stuff from Dixon and Tinashe. I got some stuff, and then some artists that you may not have heard of, because that's what I like to do. Bring some good. I'm sure Everton's got some goodies for you, some remixes and other things as well. We were talking on the way in, so we got some goodies. Another special show for you. It is the second week of September. This year is just blowing by. August was a blip, and so you know we're getting no Halloween decorations yet, please, folks. Thank you very kindly. It's just too early for that. Okay, school just started. Don't do it. And if you put any Christmas decorations out now, we're gonna have to bring you over to the Douglas, because you nuts. yeah, we got some goods. We got some goods for you. So we're gonna not take too long before we jump into it. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Weekend Groove is the handle, as well as on Instagram at Weekend Groove. Got some birthday shout outs to give. Gotta send a happy birthday going out to Montreal's Dangerous One, the one and only Mr. Mikey Dangerous. Happy birthday going out to him. And there's somebody else that I'm forgetting. When I remember it, I'll do it. But I know there's a few. But you know what? It's Virgo season, so happy birthday again to all the Virgos. Yeah, from the original Virgo 23rd. First track up I got for you is a brother named that goes by the name of Aaron Ray. He's got his brand new CD album called Hello Passion, and this is a track that I was listening to in the car. I listened to the albums a few times over in the car, because sometimes you know you might miss a good on there. So this one jumped out at me the other day, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna kick off with this one. All right, so we got some Aaron Ray for you. The track is called Hideout. All right, so keep a lock. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM.
Feelings be twisting me, welcome to November.
This is Wayne Tennant, and you're listening to The Weekend Groove on CKUT 90.3 FM with Mr. Mikey Don and DJ Everton Green.
Let's hide out, I'll bring the chaos. Superman, I'll put you right where you're safe. Only want the best for us, can you relate? Let's hide out, hop in the rain. Fuck you for as long as it takes. Only want the best for us, can you relate? Let's respect that, text back one time. Let me bless that. You look good, you need to flex that. If you throw it up, I'ma catch that. Your body's calling me. And everybody said you was looking for a G. Everybody said you was looking for a king. Make it come, make it numb, get it done, then repeat.
Let's start out, I'll bring the cake. Superman, I'll put you right where you're safe. Only want the best for us, can you relate? Let's start out, hop in the rain. For as long as it takes, only want the best for us. Can you relate? Let's start out.
Take you to Argentina. No go lie, no go fair. I am ninja. Cause you're think it's the Casamigos. They got me feeling like you, yeah. Can't be someone I lose, yeah. Or maybe we're just caught up in the moment. Caught up in the, yeah, yeah, yeah. Caught up in the moment. Or maybe we're just caught up in the moment. Caught up in the, yeah, yeah, yeah. Caught up in the moment. You're a bad, bad idea. You're a bad, bad idea. Or maybe we're just caught up in the moment.
Right about now, we're going to feature something brand new for you, courtesy of Montreal's own Mel Pacifico. Track is called Flowing for you. Take a listen.
Don't know about you, but I've been flowing, trying to hold on to the feeling. So don't you make me come down from the high, because I don't even need to be puffing. Can't you see my mind is grooving? So you can follow me if you catch my vibe. Always comes my way, so my surprise bumping Jasmine all in my speakers while I'm dancing in my new sneakers. Loving when I'm feeling so alive. If you want to step in my zone with something that can make you feel at home, open up your mind and I will leave it all behind. If you come around, you won't need your phone.
One shot is all you got. Need it to remind you in case you forgot. I know my time lost. Tell me what the cash drive for buy out my family and friends pon my block. Have a thought about what? Said I would have flop. Brown skin girl with the flavor pon top. Talk a whole heap of trash but me mood pon bash. And at my price that chain of that type of cash. What a boy run fast. Expect the crash. You know respect the scene. Me a come wrong your stash. Cause a boy done crash. Fear flashback to the time where you did say
and
you don't have me back.
To
you got to say, hold on steady, now let me get away. But me don't know already, them bad mind ways make you sharp and edgy, what make you get away? Okay, think I got to find another way. Me enough time for spend day, I play in at your game, kill your lame. Mash up the place and pass the blame, cause of your fault, that's the way you ignite the flame. Them tell me say you're calling my name, better watch what you talk to and mind what you say. Me if you make you have a ransom to pay, you know what you
and
you run to again and again. I know deal with it. Cause now me not go down cause of who you dealing with. That's how the wrong type of back and you not seeing it. But a one shot, remember me tell you that. One day you go open up your heart and understand. Alpha at the back, cab up on top. Mastermind energy,
and
I watch from the back.
That is the voice of artist goes by the one of, by the name of Navy. The track called One Shot. Before that, Mel Pacifico with Flow and Bella in the Moment. Ari Lennox with Gummy off of the Away Message EP she dropped last week. Black Jersey featuring Jazz Karis with Dangerous, and Aaron Ray kicked it off with Hideout. Right about now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, 20 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and we're going to come right back with some more music for you. We've got special guest Ali B in the building. We're going to talk to her shortly, all right? So keep it locked to the groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
Un concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h à Parc Girouard Indigé.
Avec des performances de
Jonathan Emile.
Shawit.
Maritza.
Remy Picasso.
Paul Carniello.
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
What up, everybody? This is Shahara. Y'all are kicking it with the Weekend Groove crew. Rocking the airwaves, as always, on Fridays. Mikey, play that new joint.
Trying to get away for the summer. Can I take you there? You're so fine, right on time. Would you mind if I ring your line and check you out in there? Make me blind with the beat behind. Let me ride that thing all night and check my time. My baby
believe that you know there are stars in your eyes that I couldn't help but notice. I wanna take this time to approach, but you took me by surprise and you already noticed. So won't you throw me up a sign? My heart is on the line, I need you to be mine. And I just want you here with me. So baby, if you please,
you want to come closer, closer to me. Cause I got everything you want, I got everything you need. Oh, ooh.
I need to be the one to tell you, baby, the only one to save me. I've been thinking lately that I've been waiting here for the taking. So go ahead and make me, I just wanna taste it. You got me down on my knees. I travel overseas to give you what you need. And I just want you here with me. So baby, if you please,
won't you come closer, closer to me. Cause I got everything you want, I got everything you need. Oh,
yeah. I know we can make it out alive. We took a turn and ain't no rush, no fighting fuss. I'm from the city where they bust the federales. They don't trust. Look at me and you don't judge. Talking peace, you my release. We talking love, my mother and my father's son. They told me, well, don't kiss and tell. My baby, girl, let's travel. Well, baby, ain't no rush, and you know we can take it slowly. Patience is a passion, I know that you really know me.
Too early to be thinking about a crib, babe. Is it too early to be thinking about our kids, baby? I'm not afraid if you're not afraid, yeah, 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 yeah. I wanna feel you deep down. Floating in my oceans, being potent with the potion drip down. You focus on me for the whole round. Let me ride it, baby. Make me go round, round. Floating in my oceans, we impotent to the potion. Drip down, don't drown. I love it when you slow down.
Get hooked.
Push out the thing like your name Coco. Real bad girl, no fi take hold. Oh, you mean, girl, you fi set good. I start busy, wrist too heavy, done too shelly. Armed and ready, way too steady. Big guy, let me like Nelly Kelly.
Baby, dip, all I shake that shit. Baby, dip, can you make it dip? Baby, dip, all I shake that shit. Baby, dip, can you make it dip?
You know I'm a baddie, you know I'm a baddie. Starting off gold like Gaddafi. I'm in the Ferrari, come fuck with the Stally. About to pull out with your daddy. Nigerian man, good up and strong. His skin out and beat it like Budung Badang. Yard man, give me the wickedest sound. Drill on my bat, man, wap on my hand.
Hey, this is Jamie Sparks, and right now you're listening to The Weekend Groove with Mr. Mikey Don and DJ Everton Green. So keep it locked right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Are you good in there? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right, we got special guests in studio. We want to welcome Miss Ali B to the studio. How are
you? Thank you. Hi, I'm good. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. It's Friday. I'm always good on a Friday. So welcome to the groove.
Thank you.
It's kind of funny how this all came about because I'll just give you quick. Everton had mentioned you to me, and then somebody, one of your peoples reached out to me, and I'm sitting there going, I know this artist, why? Like, I've heard the name and I couldn't figure it out. And so I hit up one of my other DJ friends. I'm like, is it you that did? And then in between talking with your people, they mentioned Everton. I went, oh yes, he saw you at or somebody brought you to his attention. So wow. Small world we live in. So let me just say I'm pleased to add you to the roster of Montreal artists that we are able to feature. You've got a track out now called Memories.
Yes,
yes, yes. You want to pull the mic a little closer to you, so yeah,
sure.
Talk into the mic. Yeah,
there you go.
That's much better. Yeah. So it's good to meet you, right? So tell us a little bit about Ali B. How'd you get your start in music?
Yes. So Ali B started her music very, very young. As a little girl, I used to write songs in class.
Mm-hmm. In class?
Instead of listening to my teachers. I would write songs and I would write poems. And I was always into theater, musical theater a lot. So I would do musical theater out of school as well.
Okay.
So that's really where it started. I liked to have the spotlight on me when I was in musical theater. I always wanted to have the main roles. I always wanted to just have just everything. I was like, yes, I want it all. And my siblings are also into music. So they would write music and they would rap while I was growing up. And I would listen to that. And I was always just very, I don't know, I've always been very artistic and very musical.
Okay. So when did you make it official?
A couple years ago. I'd say maybe 3 years ago is when I started really saying, okay, I'm going to go to the studio, finish writing the songs, because I will write a million songs and never finish them. Okay, that's my problem. But yeah, 3 years ago, I was like, I sat down with myself and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to finish these songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the studio and I'm going to record them and we're going to start like that.
Okay, okay.
And that's how I got Once Upon a Day Ago out.
Okay.
And then after Once Upon a Day Ago, I just got really good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And while Once Upon a Day Ago was posted, I started writing Memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was the perfect second song to release with a music video.
Yeah.
And then Memories came to life.
Memories came to life. All right. And so you have a whole crew now. You got your team. Is that it? You got a team with behind you?
Yes and no. I definitely have the support from my family and friends.
Yeah.
But team, I don't have like a label. I don't have a specific producer I go to. I don't have a marketing team or anything like that. Okay. I really do like the hard work on my own, or I'll have like my friends and family help me with that.
Yes.
So well, yeah, they're my team.
They are my team. and you know, I was on a podcast the other day and I was talking about that, the fact that Montreal artists they're like hustlers. They really got, because, you know, we were talking about, you know, grants and funding and all of that. And I said, you know, 9 out of 10 times you see an artist put something out from Ontario or elsewhere, and it's always, there's always factor involved with it. And then when Montreal artists are putting stuff out, there's nothing, especially the English community, putting music out, R&B, reggae, whatever. There's no factor involved. And so they're promoting, they're hustling, they're doing their thing,
because
they're not getting any extra support. And I think that's wrong. But at least the community is able to support. We're here to help you guys with it. So let's play your track. But I'd like you to introduce your track to the folks. Track is called Memories. As an artist, there's always life experiences that influence your artistry. So was there a bit of that in this particular track? You don't have to go into detail. It could be a yes or no.
Yes. I definitely can relate to all my songs. They definitely come from either a personal experience or someone close to me. And Memories is basically about a girl who overthinks a lot and about her partner's past relationships and how she copes with that and goes a little crazy with it as well.
I don't want to get myself in trouble in comments, so I'm just going to shut up. If I had some tea, I'd be pulling a Kermit now and sipping. But yeah. Okay, so this is your second single.
My second single.
So Miss Ali B in the building, brand new track from her and the video. You got to check the video out. Congratulations on the video as well. Very well done.
Thank you. Very well shot.
This track is called Memories for you, right? So keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. It's a groove. We're going to get back with Miss Ali B in just a second as we debut her song for you, all right? Keep it locked.
Thinks of you, but I can't.
That is the voice of Miss Ali B for you. Track is called Memories. Definitely bringing back some memories there. So what's your... Hold on, why is this not playing? Well, maybe I should turn this one up. So what's your goal? And are you looking to put an album out with all that writing you're doing? Have you written for others? What's the music industry saying to you?
So right now I'm mostly releasing singles. That's the goal. Mostly to release singles with music videos because, you know, people like their visuals.
Yeah.
And I mean, I also have a background in theater and acting, so I do love the acting in music videos, I have to say.
So all this is just natural. It's a natural thing for you.
100%.
Okay.
But I am thinking about maybe releasing an EP very soon.
Okay.
I have a very like soulful vibe in certain songs, and a lot of the songs that I have written are very slow, so I'm thinking of doing a EP for all my very like slow soulful songs, and then going more into like upbeat. I'm trying to change it up a little bit. I only write music for myself so far, but I definitely have a lot of songs that I can see other artists sing and not necessarily myself, so I do. I am also a songwriter and can write for other people and write songs on other people's experiences as well. But right now it's really just for myself.
Just for yourself. And who are your musical influences? I know Everton kind of asked you what you were listening to, but I'm flipping the script a little bit. Who are your musical influences?
I want to put Beyonce. I just love Beyonce. I've been listening to Beyonce as a little girl. And Beyonce, I definitely tune in more into my Beyonce in my more upbeat songs. But for my slower songs, I love Kalani. I love
She doesn't do a whole lot of slow songs, though, but...
Well, they're very more like... like you feel it, you know, like you feel her music.
There's a lot of emotion in her
music.
Yes.
There's a lot of emotion. And also The Weeknd, I do have a lot of funk music and I'm very into funk.
Okay.
And The Weeknd has a bit of like a funk side to his music and stuff.
I'm not, you know, The Weeknd irks me.
Why? Explain.
Explain? Because if you really take stock, right? A lot of his music is about drugs.
Yes. That's true. That's how he started out, right?
I know. You know, when he came with Can't Feel My Face, whatever, the track. And I stopped for a second. The kids were, and I was working at a center, and the kids were listening to it. And then I really stopped and listened. I went, wait a minute. He ain't talking about a woman.
No, he is not.
No. And I guess it's my own little thing because I, you know, over the years, you've had artists that were singing songs and you thought it was like an ode to a woman and you realize no, he was talking. You know, the biggest disappointment for me was D'Angelo and Brown Sugar.
Why was it a disappointment though?
Because that was about his addiction to hash. Yeah, it wasn't about a brown, beautiful brown lady. It was about his and so
hash.
You know, I'm sitting there singing and saying, oh, I love this jam. And then I start reading some stuff about it, and then only to find out. And I was like, damn, what a disappointment. And so now I listen to songs a little bit differently now. But that's okay. That's enough about me. So besides Beyonce and Kehlani, any others that you, any old school? Are you an old soul or are you just...
I love old school. I love Toni Braxton. She's amazing.
Okay.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I love all of them.
Whitney's like voice is, you know, you got don't be singing no Whitney.
I can't.
Okay.
Watch
if you can't
sing some Whitney in my next covers.
Cool.
And Mariah Carey too.
Mariah, that's another one with some range there. That's
Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande.
Really?
She's amazing. I love her.
Okay.
She's so good.
All right.
Just her vocals, her technique. I love it. Everything.
So, you know, but you got like Jasmine Sullivan.
I love Jasmine Sullivan. You know, yes.
Yeah, Jill
Scott.
I think
she's coming very soon, actually. Jasmine Sullivan to Toronto.
Everybody goes to Toronto. Nobody comes to Montreal.
Yeah. I guess I got to move to Toronto.
You just got to get in the car and drive down to Toronto because there's so many shows that go to Toronto that don't come here.
That's true.
It's really a shame, but it is what it is. It's the reality of Montreal. Mm-hmm. You know, but we got to start supporting the scene more. But again, I will say this. There's sometimes I've been to shows where I didn't, you know, I'm familiar. Like Sabrina Claudio's in Montreal tomorrow down at the Corona Theater. And the first time I saw her was just before COVID kicked in. And I just didn't have a feel that Montreal was going to show up and show out. And the place was packed, almost 800 people in there singing along. And I'm like, huh? You know, I thought we were the only ones playing her music. But yet, here it is, a packed house and they're singing along. But because of streaming and otherwise, you know, people know they can follow their artists and hear their music. So it's really refreshing. But also, there's the whole idea of when, you know, Montreal likes to wait last minute for tickets. That doesn't help promoters when they're
so
doing shows.
Yeah. Why are we like this? Oh, my God.
too much disappointment, I guess. Too much disappointment. So do you have any live shows coming up, speaking of that?
I do. I have a live show coming up on the 22nd of September in Quebec City.
Okay.
I will be opening for Yass Etudiant.
Who?
Yass Etudiant. Yeah, so Yass Etudiant is a Montreal artist. Mm-hmm. Yes, upcoming artist. He's popping right now in France as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to be opening for his show on the 22nd of September, yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So nothing for Montreal just yet?
No. I just finished a lot of shows in Montreal, and now I'm going to go to Quebec.
And so when you do your live shows, do you do covers?
No.
It's all original stuff?
It's all original songs,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All original.
All right, so we'll look forward to you doing something in Montreal so we can let our listeners know, and then we'll definitely come in and take in the show. Do you want to give any shout-outs? You want to holler at anybody?
Yes, I'd like to shout-out my boyfriend. Thank you, Miamat, for the opportunities you've been giving me. And I'd like to shout-out my parents. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, they're always there for me. My dad, you know, always supporting. My mom. Yes, all my family. My brothers, Gislaine, Mitch.
Okay. So the whole crew, all the blood.
Yes.
And then some. Well, Ali B, thank you so much for passing through. Greatly appreciate it. Keep doing the good music. We're here. So when you got it, send it. Let us know and we'll absolutely share it with our listeners. We're here to support our artists here in Montreal because I think Montreal's just brimming with talent. Mm-hmm. And so we got to do more to give them that shine. So
definitely. So if you guys want to see more of my stuff, you guys can follow me on Instagram as well. Ali V Bella. Mm-hmm. And Ali B on YouTube and all other platforms.
All righty. Well, thank
you. That Twitter.
Get on Twitter.
Yes, I got you. I'm going to get on Twitter tonight.
Tonight. All right, cool. So right about now, we're going to jump into some more music for you. Got Miss Kenyon Dixon, or Mr. Kenyon Dixon with What You Trying to Do off of his latest CD album called Closer. All right, so keep it locked. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM.
Love it when we get the grooving, yeah. It's like ain't nobody else around. Just you and I together cruising. Coast, good life. Don't you love the way that sound? I do so. Don't you keep hiding what you feel? No. Electric sliding, floating high when I'm with you. Real. I won't keep hiding what I feel. No,
yeah.
If you don't,
so what you trying?
What you really trying to do though?
Yeah. What?
Time is whatever we make it.
But I don't mind
spending all my time with you. If you think there's a chance, we should take it.
It's real.
no fun. Come and let me love you, baby. Hey, you can't hide them. Come and let me love you, baby. From what's inside. Come and let me love you, baby. You can't run. Come and let me love you, baby. That's no fun.
Straight from
Miss Ella May coming at you with Fallen Angel. Got to cut her short because I got some bills to pay. But before that, we had Common and PJ with What Do You Say? And kick it off with Kenyon Dixon with What You Trying to Do. All right, we got some bills. As I said, I got another ad. And then I got something brand new courtesy of Mr. Skip Marley for you. All right, so keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here. CKT 90.3 FM.
Hey, all you hip-hop heads. NDG's favorite urban music festival is back. Prévention Côte des Neiges NDG and Elementality are proud to present the 18th edition of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, ending the summer on a high note with a weekend full of performances, art showcases, dance battles, and community gathering. Featured artists include Mackie Lavender, Miriam Sassy, Remy Picasso, Shades Lawrence, DJ Pro-V, and more. It's all going down Friday, September 16th to Sunday, September 18th, and it's all free. Visit linktree.com/HHYDS Montreal for more information and stay connected because hip hop doesn't stop here. Hip Hop You Don't Stop is brought to you with the support of Canadian Heritage and La Ville de Montréal, a CKUT co-presentation.
Hey, this is Jamie Sparks, and right now you're listening to The Weekend Groove with Mr. Mikey Don and DJ Everton Green. So keep it locked right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Care of me. Always my therapy, always prepare for me. Always transparency, always prepare for me. My heart beats slower, it calms my storm.
Lights up the world now. Burn up the bad vibes. The higher that we go, we can go higher. Lights up the world now. Burn up the bad vibes. The higher that we go. We can go higher.
Hold on. Skip Marley featuring Aria Star with Jane, something brand new from him. I believe he's got an album coming out and will be going on tour as well. Two artists that I really love. One is my real favorite. Lila EK is on tour with Protégé. Unfortunately, they ain't coming to Canada. If they came to Toronto, I'd have to make a trip. But they're not coming to Canada at the moment. Speaking of concerts, once again, Sabrina Claudio is going to be over at the Corona Theater tomorrow night, September 10th. And then you have Mahalia is going to be back in Montreal. The last time she was here, just pre-COVID, and she's going to be over at the TD Concert Hall, which is across, it's Blurry and St. Catherine Street. And then, of course, big show tomorrow night. I got a shout out We've got Allison Hines, Natasha Marie, Montreal's own Natasha Marie. We'll open up with a couple other people. I don't have the flyer in front of me. My apologies. That's going to be over at the Hampton Inn, 1900 Trans-Canada. So definitely want to check that out. Natasha Marie got a couple new tracks, two soca tracks that she's going to be performing live tomorrow. And plus a couple other, but she got two brand new tracks. And y'all know I ain't a big fan of soca, but... two dope tracks from her, as well as the incomparable Allison Hines will be headlining this. So definitely want to take that in. It's I think it's called Shorts Something and Barbecue. So that's tomorrow night over at the Hampton 1900 Trans-Canada West. All right. Miss Everton Green, DJ Everton Green, what you got for the people?
We're
going to
play a remix.
All right. We're going to kick it off remix style for you. All right. Keep it locked. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but nigga, you said bitch.
Your father's a bitch. Your brother's a bitch. Keep acting like this and your son gonna be a bitch. Niggas think they users, but they useless. Yeah, you know that head feel like I'm toothless. He wanna eat the cookie like Lucius. Spread my legs open like the Jordan logo. In the leopard skin bikini, got the kitty looking fat. He like, damn, what is that?